wanted to wash them while I'm showering.
I've collected straws and I reuse straws.
The grill team's tight town. Ready to talk.
So you were the mayor of Lazytown. You're calling Matthew Johns the newly anointed mayor of Tight Town.
Unbelievably tight. Nick stationery to take home from work. When we're in New York, when we went to buy a drink.
Hang on 1 second.
You weren't with us, mate.
You weren't with us, mate. Let's be honest. You barely had a drink.
Come to me on New York. Seriously? Because you weren't with us.
You didn't put in, mate.
No.
I didn't put in New York.
Oh, you did in the marathon.
Yeah, thanks.
The marathon.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I think that's what we were there for.
What
were
the last there was time another I marathon you were going
there.
On.
We thought it was going to take me to
you said, you remember one day you got up and said, oh, God, I had a few last night. The roof was spinning and I said, wish I could have seen the roof.
Now, what happened when you had a beer with Matthew in New York?
Well, in New York, it's custom because they don't get paid the bar staff.
Oh, they do a little. They get like $2 an hour.
Oh, that's bad. So they rely on tips. And what you do, you sit at the end of the bar and... We were drinking a lot of vodka in America. So
sure
we'd get the more liberal you are with your tipping, the more vodka they put in your glass.
It's a free pour, isn't it?
Well, it's a free, yeah. Mm. So you put at least a dollar in, but sometimes we're putting five in.
Yeah.
And when it came around to MJ's, he put this little silver thing in. Yeah, that's enough, isn't it?
It was a quarter.
It was a quarter.
Yeah.
That's 25 cents.
Subway, jump the thing, the rails like you see in movies.
Wow. What about walking around to your own bank's ATM, setting and pay $2.50 for the pleasure?
Showering at work, which just gave it to, but that was showering at work to save hot water.
What about buying your son a car?
Here
well,
at work.
That's where I want. That this is the reason why I think you should be the mayor.
Yes. Thank you, people. I bought my son a car. There you go. Which
you
proves I'm not tight.
You literally have more money than God.
Oh, here
right?
we go. That's getting boring.
No, it's not.
Got to find a new line,
because
brother.
Because it's true. Okay, well, you're loaded. There's a new line.
That's not true.
You bought your son a $1,500 shitbox rather than a nice, safe, quality car for him to drive around to go from his L to his P's.
Just steady
How
on.
How tight is that to spend $1,500?
Just steady on.
You've got thousands.
Can anyone talk
tens
on this
of
show?
Thousands.
It's a lot of anger in that.
You wheezing
tone.
Mess. But mate,
is that true?
Just steady on for 1 second. I bought the car off a relation of MG's from out of Penrith.
Yep.
And thanks, ads out there, if you're listening, mate. Really appreciate
King
it.
King
the
E.
car is in great nick. Yes, $1,500 it was. Can I just ask you something?
Yes.
Gentlemen, what I don't want to raise two children who are going to grow up with their hands out all the time. I want if they want to get a nice car, guess what? They're going to work for it. So I bought him a car that can wear all the dings and all the mistakes and all the scratches, because I said to some, when you're learning to drive, that don't matter. So I bought him a $1,500 car. Is that bad?
Yeah, well, one question.
Yeah,
has it got twin airbags?
Yeah, it does.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Well, you're winning then.
Yeah, it does. Look,
what a shock that you've jumped on his side.
You've got to have twin airbags. That's a must.
That's it.
That's a must.
I said to ads, give it a look. Have a look over it. As long as it's in good nick, a good order, it's not going to break down and it's safe. He said, it's safe as houses. It just looks like a drug dealer's car. I said, who cares?
You could literally just talk. You could talk a glass eye to sleep about the fact that a $1,500 car is safe. It's a $1,500 car for a reason, because it's worth $1,500.
That's right.
Maybe it's worth $1,300, and MG's mate's taking a couple of hundred off the top.
What sort of car are you going to buy your kids?
Lamborghini?
Come on,
please. Don't be so stupid. But of course,
just an Audi Q7.
You buy your secondhand Subaru, you buy a secondhand Mazda, you buy a secondhand Volvo.
Jesus, you live in a different. You just
car.
You come from a different planet.
It's all
than
about
us, mate.
Safety.
You
know
what it is?
It's lessons for your kid. You buy him a cheap car and you say, there's your first. That's the one you make all the mistakes in. The next car, make it better. And guess what? You're going to pay for it, because that's life, son.
Yeah. It's a hard.
Because you're tight.
Tell you what, Matty, do you accept
Don't you want to help your kids out?
Do you accept the nomination as mayor of Tight Town?
Let me tell you something, people. 133353, I am the mayor. And if you'd like to join me in Tight Town, give me a call. Because let me tell you, it's mighty clean and it ain't skanky.
Ben, are you a tight ass?
Yeah, look, mate, I'd love to tell you how much of a tight ass I am, but I'm that much of a tight ass, I don't want to risk the fine by getting off hands free to tell you.
Good radio sensibilities.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, Ben, you're in, mate.
Love it. Cheers, bud.
Welcome, brother. Go hard or go home. Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Yeah, and there will be a Christmas party for all you tight asses as well.
Yep.
That'll be a fun party, won't it? All of you just buying each other middies.
That's
at
Hyde Park.
We'll talk to our mates at the Meat Emporium, Richard, and get some tucker over and rip into it.
You settle down. Jacqueline at Cecil Park. G'day, Jacqueline.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Hey, Jackie. Are you tight?
I'm very tight. I've actually got two examples. One is I always pay cash when I get fuel, and because that way I can go 2 cents over without having to pay the 5 cents.
Good girl.
Do it myself. Yeah, well done.
And the other one is I live near Wargrove Road. It's the main road that runs parallel with the M7.
Yeah, it does.
And I refuse to get on the M7 because the Wargrove Road worked perfectly fine before the M7 came, and I didn't have to pay
$2.50. There you go.
Jacqueline, mate, you're in, mate. You're tight town material. Welcome.
That's Jacqueline.
Can I be vice mayor?
Yeah, no. No, you can't.
Jacqueline, you're just
down with the plebs, babe.
Let's go to Mitch and Bexley. You're a tight ass Mitch.
Certainly am, mate. I have once walked around a Woolworths car park collecting $2 coins in the rain by returning the trolleys.
Oh, good man. That's a community service announcement.
Mate, that is clever, Mitch. You're smart.
You're an idiot.
And guess what, mate? Hey, brother, I'm standing at the pearly gates of Tide Town and you're in.
Yeah, I hope there's no entry fee.
No, mate. Not if you're wearing Speedos, Mitch.
Thanks, boys.
I'm not joking.
Town full of perverts as well.
Let's go to Doonside and speak to another freak loser. G'day, Mitch.
Oh, come on.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hello, Mitch. Top of the morning, mate.
Hey, I just wanted to say, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thanks, don't be nervous, brother, but make it quick. Time is money.
Of course. I am so tight that whenever I stay at a hotel, it's not nailed down. It's complimentary.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, a man after my own heart.
And I always check out the absolute latest possible time.
Yeah, 10:01.
Yeah, I always ask for a late checkout. Maybe take a pillow or two and make sure I take all the soaps and towels and everything.
That's
just
it.
Gym in the bag, Mitch.
Hand towels.
Hey, Mitch.
Yep.
Guess what, mate? You're in Tide Town.
Oh, yes.
Hey, mate, and I tell you, Tide Town, she's a juicy old pitch, and open the bowling is McGilla. Save the sweet prince.
Oh, yuck.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.